B-Pod Studios.
We happen to have come across a security expert who is right in our area, and he agreed to speak with us today as long as we did not divulge his name. Sir, this is Stan and Haney Show. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much. I have already informed our audience that I would not divulge your identity. I just want to thank you so very, very much for taking time and the risk of coming on the air with us this afternoon.
Well, I'm pleased to be here. I hope I'm not out of turn here, but your producer said that we would be able to plug the cookbook.
Plug the cookbook. I'm just now finding out about this, sir, and my producer is shrugging his shoulders. Cookbook. Excuse me?
I've written just a fantastic cookbook, if you don't mind. It's called Tex-Mex Magic, and I penned that under a pseudonym of Sergeant Largent.
Sergeant,
that's not my real name. I just I enjoy.
Excuse me, sir. With all due respect,
Football played by Steve Largent, of course.
With all due respect, sir, I was under the impression as long as we did not divulge who you were going to come on and talk about our security eavesdropping with the whole NSA thing going on, and you're telling me you're out to plug a cookbook. I did not know about a cookbook, sir. I was hoping that you'd be informative to our audience about our privacy being invaded.
Well, I'm sorry about that. The cooking is what I do to blow off steam.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So and maybe we'll plan another show. Maybe we'll plan another show, sir, where we can talk about your cookbook. I wish you would have told us afterwards about the cookbook, because it kind of starts things off on the wrong foot. We're trying to be serious here, and you want to talk about a cookbook.
Well, I'm serious about the cookbook.
I understand you're serious about the cookbook, but I'm not here in the middle of the afternoon to discuss a cookbook. I'm here to discuss security.
Well, again, I apologize. I've just got a real passion for Tex-Mex.
I understand. Is it an e-book, or is it available on bookshelves?
I believe you can get it through the Amazon.
Through Amazon? As an e-download, or can I buy it? I mean, seriously, what I wanted to talk to you about, if I download your e-book, how do I know somebody ain't watching me doing that?
Well, if they're watching you do that, all they're going to know is that you're really in the market for a traditional ranch-style breakfast, or perhaps a margarita pie.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Neither here nor
that's
there.
That's correct,
and,
sir.
We did get off on the wrong foot, and things have not gone well today. I had planned to be there in studio.
That's what I thought, surprise. Too. Okay, all right.
But I can still tell you what I really wanted to do that would have made some impact on you.
What's that?
When I was first approached about this, I did just a cursory search to see what I could find on the two of you. Well, I was going to hand you your physical file so you could see what's in there.
I think I would like that. Are you saying that there is a physical file on Haney and myself? How deep does this file go, sir?
Well, what I did is, you know, like everybody uses the internet. That's obviously a big part of the world being connected.
We use the internet every day.
But I go just a shade lower than the internet, or higher, however you want to look at it.
Yes, sir.
And I was able to find some pictures and things probably wouldn't want to get out. And I was going to let you
found
enjoy
them.
It, although it's in digital perpetuity.
Isn't this proof? I know digital, it's up there forever. But isn't this proof? Sir, that if you can get information on Haney and I, it can be gotten on everyone. Is that true? Roger that on that?
Negatory. Roger that.
Okay.
I am a professional.
You're a professional.
And I was able to put two and two together. I got a photograph of you by a hot tub, leg kicked up.
That was like back in like 1988 at a party, and I thought those negatives were destroyed.
Well, obviously, somebody kept a copy, and this is harmless. I'm a professional. I'm not going to distribute this. I was going to let you destroy the copy.
That means there's another one around somewhere of me nude at a hot tub with my leg kicked up 25 years ago.
Let's not focus on your personal nudity, okay?
All right.
The point is, as a professional, I'm not going to let that get into anybody else's hands.
I appreciate it. You're a professional. Okay, sir, yeah, if you don't mind,
not,
if you don't
it's
mind.
It's normally something that we would go looking
we,
for.
I'm a professional. We're talking about the NSA. Are you a member of the NSA?
I can't answer that question.
Okay, I understand, but you're a professional.
Let me explain to you, the only way that would be used against you.
You're looking at it.
Well, I'm not using it against you.
I don't want anybody to have it, though.
Where this would come into play is if sometime in the future you're accused of being a pervert. We'd go back and find this picture and go, well, look at this.
It was at a party when I was in my early 20s. We were drinking and everybody was in there in the hot tub like so many others. Men and women were all nude in the hot tub and things are, you know, and
well,
somebody had a camera.
Obviously, I've hit a nerve and I apologize.
This is a prime example of why we're bringing you on the air, sir, is that this shouldn't be in the government's hands. They shouldn't know that in 1988, I was drunk and in a hot tub nude.
Well, the government would have to come see me about that.
See you? You won't even tell me if you're part of the NSA, if you're a whistleblower, somebody that's leaking information. I'm just told you're a local security expert, and you're telling me you got pictures of me from 1988 nude.
Well, all I can say is, am I with the government? Well, I'm private.
You're private. You're not with. So are you like this guy that's held up, this Snowden guy? He wasn't a government either. He was employed as somebody that kept track of all this stuff in Hawaii. And
you know,
what? What are you?
That gentleman that you're referring to really broke protocol. And
some people say
that's not something that he should have done. I work more on the local level.
Local.
For instance, let's say there's a housing complex, a condominium or apartments.
Yeah, which I live in a condominium.
Okay, well, then if your condo association has hired me because they want to have security, I will find out what I need to find out about anything. Let me give you an example.
All right. Go ahead.
If my database...
Your database. Are you in front of a data... Is that how you got information on me and Haney and this whole dossier on us? You have access to your own database.
Yes, sir. You know, if I can get a word in edgewise...
Any sense to me.
Well, let me try and put it in layman's terms. Let's say there's an attractive young lady...
Roger that.
In your complex. Now,
yes.
I would know, is that young lady single? Is she in a relationship? Or is it complicated? If I know she's single, and I see a gentleman approaching, I'm going to go, hey, I need to ask you a few questions. I'll go knock on the door. How are we doing tonight, ma'am?
Oh, what?
And,
Yeah, roger that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times it is someone that they have invited, and they open the door in lingerie, and then, of course, I back way off.
Roger that. Wait a second.
Other times, I'll just tell them I saw somebody snooping around, and they'll invite me in to make sure there's no one in their apartment.
Roger that. This sounds like to me... Sir,
well, the ones that really get you are it's complicated. Is this person a homosexual? Are they married?
Well, that stop.
Is it a love nest?
What love nest? Wait a second.
Do we have a resident that's on vacation where they wouldn't necessarily know if someone went in use their facilities.
It almost sounds like, sir, I was going to show you a little bit of respect that maybe you were...
Lay off the cookbook.
Lay off the cookbook. You know what? I don't know anything about this cookbook.
Say no more. Roger that.
Roger that. But
yes, sir.
But it's almost like... I was beginning to think our security expert is actually on the ground level. But the more and more you're telling me, what do you mean you go up to a condo, knock on somebody's door? It's almost like, do you drive a golf cart, sir?
Well,
Do you drive a golf cart?
I do on occasion, but I have an unmarked vehicle, which is actually, believe this or not, it's equipped with a computer. Right there in the car.
Really?
I can look things up right there on the fly.
Wow.
And if I see, for instance, if I've seen an attractive woman who's recently broken up.
Right. You'll run her.
With someone. I will tell her that I spotted the gentleman's car and told him to leave the premises.
Leave the premises?
Well, sometimes they'll be grateful enough where they'll invite me in for a cocktail or what have you.
Convivial.
And, and
Roger that.
You know, we just try to keep everybody safe.
You have nothing to do with the NSA. You have nothing to do with any kind of a government, state, or county.
You're a security guard.
You're just a bonehead in a booth that puts a little sticker when you visit a place and you push the gate to open. You're a security guard. You're not even. You run one complex and you drive around in a golf cart and got one of them little huts.
Well, I can explain it to you this way.
You're a fraud. You don't know nothing about security. And what are you doing with some file with me nude? How dare you? How did you get access to that? How does a security guard in a golf cart at a condo complex who works the up and down gate have access to my stuff? You're the sick perv.
Well, that's in a GIF file that I tracked down called Polish Guy Kicks a Leg Up.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan
suddenly there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. My name is Stan, several miles away at his home by the pool. Mark Haney, Rob Show, behind the glass for good reason, producing today. And Haney, I'm looking at our television in the studio as two astronauts are sitting in the SpaceX capsule at Cape Canaveral. It's bringing back a lot of good memories, and we're going to hopefully have a launch today.
And both of those guys are veterans.
Yep.
They've been waiting a long time, and I bet you didn't know this.
What?
They're best friends.
Well, that helps when you're in the capsule together.
It's like if you and me were in the capsule together.
A couple of buddies right there in the capsule. You know,
and you know what
clowning
buddies
around
do?
And, you know, getting into all kinds of trouble inside that capsule.
Yeah, keeping it loose.
Yeah.
But you know what? Buddies are also the first to tell you when you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And you sound like you're in a good enough mood today where I can finally bring it up.
Brother. Go ahead.
Should I not?
Today's a good day, and I'm doing something wrong. What am I doing?
Well, I think you'd want me to tell you.
I would expect you to tell me.
And you may be mad that I've waited so long.
What's the problem?
You are one of the finest communicators I've ever known.
Yeah, thank you.
And you take a great deal of pride in your skills.
Yeah, thank you. What am I not doing?
So if something was off, it would be incumbent upon me to tell you.
What's off?
Okay. Many years ago.
Are we bringing up years ago?
Yes, okay. Because I've got to set the table here.
All right.
And most of the audience wouldn't know this unless you've been with us for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to remind everybody whether they've been with us a long time or not. Go ahead.
There were only two words that Stan had a real difficulty in pronouncing.
Mm-hmm.
And when he would say these words, it would strike you as so odd because he pronounces everything else so perfectly.
Right. I know what words they are.
There's only two of them.
Yep. Photographer and beauty parlor.
Now, I did not think there was a third, but there is.
What is it?
Stan, those clear biker goggles.
Yeah.
Who brought them to us?
Biker goggles? I don't know. Rob, who brought those to us? I don't have the sheet in front of me. Who are they? Where are they? Where are they from? Where are they?
BC Wholesale in Cape Coral.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you do the promo real quick?
What do you mean? Brought to you by BC Wholesale in Cape Coral.
You say wholesale.
Wholesale? I do not. BC
Rob
Wholesale.
Can find...
BC Wholesale. Oh.
Yeah.
BC Wholesale.
And I know you didn't know you were doing it.
I just got to say it slower. You know another one that I have regularly? That
one
drives me
nuts. Yeah, but that's fine because it almost.
Reconnect, Haney.
You kidding me?
Yeah, I just lost you for about 7 seconds, but you're back.
No, I mean, before the show, I reset everything. It's all brand new.
The last hour of yesterday's show, it was so bad. The hate coming through was incredible. And I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it. You've reconnected. The last hour of the show last night was barely arable.
So.
You sound good now. It just dropped out for about 5-6 seconds.
Now that you're aware of it, I bet it'll never happen
BC
again.
BC Hole. Wholesale.
Because every time you said it, you went BC Wholesale.
BC Wholesale. BC Wholesale.
Whole.
BC Wholesale. You know what? I'm going to try to avoid it.
That's for the best.
For the best. I'm just going to avoid the word.
And every time that you said it, I would hear it and go, you know, I got to bring that up.
I'm not saying BC Wholesale. Hey, ho. BC Wholesale. I'm saying BC Wholesale.
Say it three times fast.
BC Wholesale. BC Wholesale. BC Wholesale.
See, you're doing fine now. Now you're aware of it.
I'm not saying BC Wholesale.
That is what you've been saying.
Okay. By the way, Allison Waite in about 40 minutes.
Won't that be delightful?
40, 45 minutes, yeah. She is. I got to tell you this about her. This is what the world we live in, Haney. This is how we, for some reason, being here as long as we've been, that people are separated and have no idea what this radio station has done or what people who used to work here. I'm going down the hallway, and I see operations manager Adam, and I said, we're having our playmate on today. What, your playmate? And I said,
he was in high school.
I know. Said, Allison, wait, you had a playmate here, and you did commercials, and you did remotes? So I told him to go to YouTube and look at the commercials.
Who approved the budget for that was probably what he said.
Yeah. He looked at it, he goes, oh, my God, this is phenomenal. Why, we should do this now. And I'm like, look, this has been here. He saw her, saw how beautiful she was. We looked at current pictures of her. She's still gorgeous, even though she's married and does have a child and all that. She's beautiful.
Oh, wait, you didn't say anything about a child.
Yeah, I discovered that, too, because we linked up on Instagram. The Stan and Haney page is now friends with the Allison Waite page, and there's even pictures of her, the luckiest kid in the world, breastfeeding.
Oh, man.
But they had no idea. When did you guys do this? This looks really good. Why aren't we doing this now? And I have to walk away. I walk away.
You want to really blow his mind. Take all those memos of mine that I got angry and threw out, but you saved in that bottom drawer where it proves I was right about everything over all the years. Anyway.
We haven't
had a chance to chat in a while, you know.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
What I want to know
is,
have you seen on the History Channel Skinwalker Ranch?
No.
Now, of course, I knew all about this before they did the show, but it's pretty amazing, and I got to hip you to this. Because I think, what day is June 2nd?
What day is June 2nd? How the hell do I know? What, today's the 27th. We got to take a break. I can't figure out math.
It's sometime next week they're going to air the season finale.
Yes.
So you got the rest of this week and the weekend to catch up on it. It really is amazing stuff. I don't have time to tell you about it now.
What is this text? Stan also mispronounces milk, pillow, and alcohol. Look,
but
I'm not starting on this.
No. Oh, hold on. He does not. That's just his way. It's not entirely incorrect. That lets you know it's Stan. That's not a mispronunciation. I know the difference. And with beauty parlor and photographer, those were incorrect. Wholesale is incorrect.
Wholesale.
And we just fixed it. So calm down.
I don't even know. Wholesale. That's what I'm taking a break.
You're a good man.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. It's Stan and Haney. We're going to do the audio grab bag here for you in just a second, about 30 minutes away from our playmate, Allison Waite, joining us on the show.
We can say she's ours.
Oh, yeah. We'll also have the
local beat. Oh, wow, look at this. We should do something like this.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know your history, son.
Yeah. Well, history is often forgotten.
I thought it was written by the victors.
Yeah, but would we be classified as the victor?
I don't know, but they'll take us out of context and put it on the Sunday morning shows and make it sound like something we didn't say.
Won't they, though? Let's do the grab bag.
That Chuck Todd is no Tim Russert.
Hell no.
That.
Hell no. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. They're open. Dinner, 5 to 8 p.m. Because of the government rules and capacity, they ask you, please, if you want to go to the Pewter Mug, make a reservation. It's for the best.
Yep, in an orderly fashion, please.
Yep. This has made a lot of news in the entertainment circles, and it's pretty cool. On the premiere last night of America's Got Talent, there was a contestant named Archie Williams, and he sailed through with 4 yeses to go to the next round after singing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Even more amazing, Archie was just released from prison last year after doing 37 years for a crime he did not commit.
Did you say 37
years? 37 years.
And he didn't even do it.
And he didn't do it. Here's from last night's America's Got Talent.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams.
Then where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Ooh.
DNA freed me.
Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, there's always someone else I see. I just allow a fragment of your life to wander free.
I'd say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
Yeah, pretty amazing story.
Yeah, if that doesn't grab you, I don't know what will.
Yep.
Those lyrics being produced by that man.
Yeah, pretty amazing. You know, when I first heard him, and it changes as the song's going on, but he sounds a little bit like Billy Preston. Has a sound just like him a little bit.
Maybe, but it's what makes me appreciate a song is when you can tell somebody means it.
Feeling.
And I don't think anybody means it more than he does.
Yep. Interesting story. A construction worker in North Carolina accidentally threw out his $1,200 stimulus check at a car wash. He didn't even know he threw out the check. He didn't think he qualified for a check, saw something in the mail, didn't know there was a check in there, tossed it at the car wash. An employee at the car wash found it, tracked him down, and gave him his check. Here's a little clip.
I never thought I was going to get a check because of moving in the past year and whatnot and my address not changing. Out of the blue, Michelle told me she found it at in a trash can at this car wash.
As he was going to throw away the trash, he saw that it was like a check because you can see that it's a check.
I was behind on rent. I work in construction, so I would work by the day. You know, that money helped put me ahead and put me on the right track. So little things like that that kind of make you a little emotional.
Very happy that he has the check now.
Amazing people.
Yeah, that's a good story too. That's
you know what? That's America. We're not used to just getting money for no reason. So
it's the truth.
Oh well.
Wasn't even expecting it. There's an actor that passed away, and I'll play a clip for you where he's most recognizable. But you've seen him. His name is Richard Hurd. He died of cancer yesterday. He lived a full life. He was 87. Probably best known for playing George Costanza's boss, Mr. Wilhelm, when George Costanza was working for the Yankees.
Yeah, he played a lot of boss types, didn't he?
He did. He was T.J. Hooker's boss, William Shatner's boss, and T.J. Hooker. Was in the China Syndrome, All the President's Men, bunch of other stuff, Star Trek Voyager. But yeah, he's best remembered as being George Costanza's boss when George worked for the New York Yankees.
Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta call you right back. Yeah, all right. Mr. Wilhelm.
So, George, have you heard anything about the missing equipment?
No, not a thing.
You know, George, there's nothing I hate more than a liar.
Well, there's no room for someone like that in this organization.
Are you feeling all right, George?
Fine.
You look a little warm.
It's a chicken.
You're a terrible liar, George. Look at you. You're a wreck. You're sweating bullets.
It's the Kung Pao. George likes his chicken spicy.
87 years old. A lot of stuff.
But he'll be remembered for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk about pronunciations.
You know, Stan, they never remember your star turn in Deflator Mouse.
Nope, they don't. Steve Buscemi. Are we pronouncing his name right?
Yes.
Or is it Steve Buscemi?
No.
We
pronounce it right.
He pronounces it Steve Buscemi.
He's wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. That question was brought up to him, Steve himself. How do you pronounce your name? He gave an answer.
I introduced you as Buscemi. Because of my extensive research, I learned that that's how you pronounce your last name.
That's true.
Even though everyone else in the entire world pronounces it Buscemi.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
what do you want it to be?
Well, I can't say Buscemi because I didn't grow up that way.
Right. Have you just given up on correcting people?
Well, I don't correct people if they say Buscemi because it's not wrong.
Yeah.
So who am I to say that you're wrong?
Because, in fact, in Italy, in Sicily, where your family's from...
Buscemi.
Buscemi. So we're all getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Buscemi.
Yeah.
There you go. No correct way. He pronounces it Buscemi.
That's fine. And he can pronounce that around family and friends. But as an actor, he's Steve Buscemi.
Right. According to you.
Okay.
He doesn't bother correcting people.
Yeah, you know, Steve Buscemi's not his real name. That's his stage name. He goes by Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Fine.
I think the Italians got the final word on that, though.
I think so.
Buscemi!
I'm going to treat everybody to a few samples of some toe tappers to wrap up the grab bag this afternoon. A survey was done of 1,300 people, and they were asked, what's the happiest song of all time? Coming in at number one, and we'll have number two and number three for you, but coming in at number one, one of my favorite songs of all time.
And they all got something in common.
What do you mean they all got something in common? Well, I'll tell you one thing that they got in common, a certain decade.
Yep.
Happiest song of all time, here's number one.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away.
ELO's Mr. Blue Sky. Coming in at number two in the survey. By the way, the survey was given to people ages 30 to 55. 30 to 55. So that's basically people that were born, 1990 and older. Coming in at number two, Queen.
I'm traveling at the speed of light. I want to make it.
forgotten about that song. That's a great song, Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, that wasn't one of their bigger hits at the time. It got bigger as time went on.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a long time. And then coming in at number three, happiest songs of all time, the Bee Gees. I won't dispute any of those songs.
Nope. And they all come from a certain moment in time.
Yep.
Everything on that list.
Yep. Which I consider, although that was our heyday as far as kids listening to music, the 70s, in my opinion, was some of the greatest music ever made.
And, you know, you were talking about the specifications of that survey. If you go back just a couple of years further, even songs that, if you look at the lyrics, would seem to be very sad, melancholy songs,
mm-hmm.
even those sounded happy.
They were put to an upbeat. So they were like toe tappers, but they were sad songs.
I would say two of the happiest songs that I can think of would be Smoke from a Distant Fire, which the lyrics aren't happy, and Don't Pull Your Love, and the lyrics aren't happy, but the songs are like over-the-top happy-sounding.
Couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely right. All right, Grab Bag, by the way, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. I'm going to set the stage for you if all goes smooth and we have a nice phone connection and everything works well.
Are we asking too much here?
We could be. I might have my hopes too high due to technical things. But if everything goes according to plan, our playmate will be joining us. It was 14 years ago that we had Allison Waite, Miss May 2006, join us here in Southwest Florida. She stayed with us for several days, came on the show, hung out with the jocks, went and we did remotes with her in Naples and Fort Myers Beach, Cape Coral, even Charlotte County. Everybody came from miles around to meet one of the most beautiful women in the world.
She is, I don't know if I can think of another one. She's probably the most beautiful woman that I've seen face to face.
And she's now living out west, and she's married, got a child, and they're starting I look basically into this business venture she's doing. It has potential, and I think once it's explained to you, Annie, you'll love it and want to see the concept come over here to the East Coast, because it's pretty cool.
Is there any way we could possibly get our beak wet?
Maybe. We'll ask her. When we come back, our playmate, Allison Waite. We're Stan and Annie, 96 K-Rock.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Annie, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Annie, thank you for joining us Wednesday afternoon. And, Haney, I'm going to tell you what kind of woman Allison Waite is. She, Rob called her to come on the show, and she actually drove several miles around the state of California trying to find a clear cell signal for us.
Aww.
And that she was very
our girl.
She was very concerned about it, and she found a what I hope, cross her fingers, is a good signal. And for those of you that don't remember, Haney and I will never forget. She's our playmate.
I've got to bring her in properly, Stan.
Go ahead.
The most beautiful woman that I have ever laid eyes on.
Oh, you and me both. Let's bring her on right now. Allison, wait. Allison, it's so good to talk to you again.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Now, we're hanging on by a thread with your cell phone, and our producer was telling us you're driving all around to try to find a good cell phone signal.
Yeah, I mean, you would think in Southern California we'd have some good cell service, but unfortunately my place is a dead zone, so I didn't want that. I wanted to be able to hear you clearly and vice versa, so...
Well,
I'm driving around. I think I found a good spot. I'm parked in front of someone's house. I hope it doesn't get suspicious or something. I don't know.
How have you been?
Are we on a speaker, though?
You got off the speaker, didn't you, Allison?
Yeah, oh, yes. No. I'm no longer on a speaker.
Good. 14 years and so much has happened in your life. When we were talking about you the other day and we said to our producer, let's see if Allison Waite will come back on and talk to us. And we find out that you're married, you're a mom, and you're starting a new business. A lot has happened to you in 14 years.
Yeah, but it's kind of gone by like super fast, though. When you see 14 years, I'm like, really? Yeah, you're right. When you do the math, it's like 14 years. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And I still remember when you came down to the studio, because your commercial that you did for us is still available on YouTube. And I remember when you came down, you were telling us when you got the deal to go and do our commercial, that lip syncing stuff that you had to do, you practiced in your car, in your home, everything to just make sure it came out perfectly.
Oh, yeah. All day, every day, I was lip syncing.
Well, that's what put things over the top with Allison, because, you know, at first you have to get adjusted to the fact that you are around a seriously beautiful woman, but then she has to deal with our reality, going from place to place and doing all this stuff, and you were just—you weren't afraid to get your hands dirty. You were such a pro. You were right there with us
everywhere
we had to go.
We drove you probably hundreds of miles around Southwest Florida so people could meet you.
Hey, it was good times. I loved it. I wish I could do it right now, but clearly it's not happening. Yeah, but maybe in the future.
What was your experience? I know that when you had come in, you were young, you had been selected a Playmate of the Month for 2006, but that really was a springboard for you, because you wound up, after our time together here in Southwest Florida, you wound up doing movies, you wound up doing a lot of appearances. It really, people will say, did it help your career or hurt your career? I really think it was a huge springboard for you.
Yeah, being on the Stan and Haney show.
Yeah, Stan and Haney show was the springboard.
Absolutely. I was able to parlay that into all kinds of things. Yeah, no, I think it helped me. I think I was able to do Deal or No Deal. I mean, every once in a while, you would get like a no, like, oh, you're in Playboy. It's a no. But then, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to work with someone that wasn't a fan of Playboy. So,
right.
So I see Playboy as a positive thing.
I have to ask you this, because I swear to God, when I go to a casino or I have the little gambling games on my phone and the slot machines, you were the picture on like the Vegas slot machines too, weren't you?
Yes, I love it. I get text messages still to this day where friends will send me messages all hours of the night and just like have a screenshot of the actual slot machine, excuse me. And I'm like, great, you're in Vegas or Atlantic City or wherever you are. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's great.
Thank now,
they don't expand upon it. They just send a picture of me on the slot machine. So I'm like, okay, thank you so much.
Now, did you get your beak wet on that? Did you get some money to have your face all over, or is that all Playboy money?
That was a one-time deal.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we didn't even know what we were shooting for when I shot that. It was just kind of like a random, you know, bunny costume shoot, and then come to find out they've used it for slot machines and billboards and all kinds of stuff, which is great, but, you know, I would have liked to have seen a little bit of those.
You're everywhere still. That's the thing.
I've run into myself in Vegas a few times, but I'm like, sure, still.
Now, one thing I got to ask you, and we talked about this while you were down here. At that time, you were still studying, and you were pretty determined that you were going to put a stop to aging. Whatever happened with that?
Well, I did not find a cure for aging, unfortunately. I unfortunately did not use my degree in gerontology. I have a Master's of Science in gerontology, and I actually have not used that, but, you know, I've lived a lot.
You were so excited about it at the time.
Yeah. No, I have a new passion. I'm actually working on a new startup with my husband.
And we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about that, but I want to still catch up. A few things I want to take care of with you, Allison. First of all, how did you meet this husband of yours, and does he treat you right? Because so help me, Haney and I will come out to California and make sure he better treat you right.
He's a good dude. I actually met him while working for Playboy. It was the Bud Light Party 4 cruise in the Bahamas, a very romantic setting, obviously, right there, just to set the stage. He was actually working on the cruise, so he was waiting to get into the fire department. So he was just kind of doing some random jobs, if you will, before he got onto the fire department. And, I saw him. He was, like, the first person I saw when I got on the ship, and I thought, oh, he's pretty cute. And then I kept seeing him around. You know, you're on a ship, and so you keep seeing the same people. And then we finally struck up a conversation, and then we just really hit it off. And then from there, we started dating, and then the next thing you know, we're married, and we're 8 years in. So.
Wow.
And there's a child involved.
There is a child. Yeah, my son Oliver, he's two. My sister's actually watching him right now, because there is no way I could be talking to the both of you while Oliver is with me, because he is the best thing that ever happened to me, but he is a ball of energy. So he requires a lot of attention, which is great.
Yeah. You know, everything turned out so perfectly for you as you were that young woman here in the studio, all of 24, and now look at you. You got an upstart business that we're going to talk about right now. You got a husband who wants, you know what? Women are attracted to firemen, and I don't know what it is, but they're attracted to them. And you got a beautiful son now, and I don't think you couldn't have asked for a better life.
Yeah, I'm extremely grateful. Yeah, and it's a lot of it is thanks to Playboy. Ironically, I mean, I would never have met my husband had it not been for Playboy. I would have my son. Like, there's just so many things. I'm just forever grateful for that opportunity.
Now, I want to ask you about this because you and your husband have started this, and I'm thinking it's got it. This is right now. Before I get into this, this is just out in your area. You're this is California, and where you live right now, right?
Yes, it's currently in LA. That's the pilot program, but we're going to be rolling out nationwide. So it's available. I mean, if a restaurant wanted to try it out, it is available anywhere.
It's called Order for Me, and it's the future of dining out. And help me out with understanding this. Takeout, deliveries for restaurants for life, no cash, no card swipes, no app to download. How does this thing, Order for Me, work that you and your husband have started?
So basically, I came up with the idea. I was thinking of eating out with friends. Like, whenever I go to a birthday or lunch or what have you, there would be like certain friends that would order appetizers and dessert and like 10 drinks. And then they'd be like, let's split the bill. And I would be like, okay, let's split the bill. But they only have like artichoke dip and like maybe a cocktail. So I was like, there's got to be a way to still enjoy eating out with friends but not having to split the bill. So it basically allows you to order just what you want, and it just charges your credit card. And it's all through your mobile device. It's all done on your cell phone. You still have a server, but you don't have to order from them. And what else is great is that you don't have a bill. So you're not waiting for the bill. There's no, you know, it's just once you order in place, it charges your credit card, and then you're good to go. So it's great for, like, you know, airports or pools or places where sometimes you're like, I just gotta go. Like, I'm waiting around for my server. I don't want to wait.
How has it been going? Because it sounds like a genius idea.
Yeah, it's been going really well, especially, I mean, I hate to say overlining, but I think that it could be a great solution in all of this for people that, you know, you don't want to have a server maybe in your business or in your face, and you just want to order and enjoy with friends, and you don't have to have them swipe your credit card. It's been going really, really well. It's been really positively received. So we'll see. I really hope that it takes off because I know I personally want to use it. I just hate those awkward, you know, when you die, not even with friends. Like I have former coworkers or bosses and you go to get the bill and you're like, I'll pay. You know, it's like this way. It's like you pay for what you order.
Yep.
And you go when you want to go.
All predetermined, all taken care of. And it's almost like you have the money for the bill or the check already waiting there for you. It's already taken care of. No embarrassment, no forgetting of the wallet, no awkward moments of who's going to pay.
Yeah, especially for like millennials and dating. Like I don't know because I've been out of the game for so long. I don't know how this works, but like nowadays, like you know, you don't necessarily want to have that awkward conversation. Like who's going to pay? You know, it's like I got this. I'm paying for this, and go your separate ways. You know? Have it be uncomfortable.
That is so fantastic. I do want to ask you also, we're speaking with a playmate, former playmate, May 2006, Allison Waite, our playmate. How have you guys, especially out in California, L.A., been dealing with the COVID? I know down here in Florida, we're opened up like 50%. We can still go and do stuff. Are you guys still pretty much locked down in L.A.?
Yeah, we're on lockdown. Like, none of the restaurants are open. So that's why we're doing to-go as well. So if you want to order ahead of time and then you could pick up your order, you just can't go in or dine in or anything like that. Yeah, everything's pretty much cooked or closed. The beaches aren't open now for us, but it definitely was a long time when everything was closed.
Well, we want you to stay well.
We want
stay
you
healthy.
To come to Florida where we don't have taxes.
Yeah, come to Florida. Yeah, there's no state income tax. Come on down here. Hang out.
That's amazing. I love it. Floridians are fun.
So, and we would love to just, you know, if you're ever back down here, you're driving through, you want to take the little one maybe to Disney or something, just say, hold on, we're going to go over to Fort Myers and see Stan and Haney. Allison, it's so good talking to you again.
And Allison, we are forever grateful. That was one of the greatest promotions that we've ever done, and that's thanks to you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And it's good talking, and stay safe, okay?
Thank you, you as well.
All right, and I want to get this out. Order for me, and you can go to order4.me. On the website, the Instagram is at Order For Me. Facebook is facebook.com, www.orderforme. And you can also go on twitter.com/orderforme1. So I wish you the best of luck on that business.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, when I'm a billionaire, I'll just like, I'm just kidding. Hey, we should be thinking, right? You never know.
Like, yeah. All right, Allison, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
Could you hear a word she
Not
said?
Not really.
Me neither, but she's pretty.
She's pretty. I you know, here's the thing that I want.
I can't believe the cell service is that bad in a major city.
You know what? I'm going to put money on it. I'm going to put a lot of money on it. It's our phones. I'm going to put Rob apparently talks to her and he's having a conversation over there and he's telling me she's in a great spot. She sounds great. And then I have to have this thing pegged and it sounds like she's talking in a wind tunnel. And that's with most of the contestants, too.
I could not understand anything she said.
Well, and that's too bad. That's
could Rob understand
her? Rob, could you understand anything that she was saying?
No, and that was kind of the consensus of a few of the phone calls that I got as well.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, then why didn't you tell us?
I she sounded clear before.
No,
that's the weird part.
She sounds clear on your phone.
Yeah.
On this phone, do we have an extra phone? Can we swap this thing out?
We could switch mine with yours. All you have to do is unplug it.
I don't want to do that to yours. I want to go and find if we got another phone in here. Because when
Hook up the rotary.
I'd love to hook up that rotary. I'd love it. I would just love to have just somebody sitting here and listen to that and say that it shouldn't be that way.
We got to apologize for that connection, because I'm listening to it, and all I kept thinking to myself is, no, your hearing's bad. It can't be as bad as it sounds to you.
I'm saying I'm hearing it wrong. We apologize for that, because the last four people that we've had on that phone for an extended period of time are unlistenable.
Well, that's why I said it first. Are you sure we're not on a speaker?
Yeah, because initially she was. Right?
Yeah, when she first came on and I talked to her off the air, she was on a speaker, and I said, hey, do you mind switching over to the handset? And she said, sure, I'm pulling over right now. And then that's where we picked up.
And then she picked up, and you said, on your side over there, it sounds good.
Yep. Put her on hold, the song ended, and then you guys picked her up.
And then it's like somebody that we're talking to from Mars.
Yeah, that was difficult.
Do you know, before we went into that, and I said cross her fingers because it's all about a phone connection?
Yeah.
This is 2020. They're about ready to launch Elon Musk's rocket into space, and it's going to land like a magnet back on the ground. And we can't get a phone call?
You know how happy those astronauts have to be? You know, nice leather interior.
Oh, yeah. And rotating seats. It's true. You remember how they used to have to put an astronaut in backwards and feet forward? No, they just walk in, sit down, and then the seats rotate.
Yeah. And those spacesuits look like it'd be nothing to wear those.
No, they're designer.
Oh, yeah. They're made to the specs of each individual astronaut. And it looks like something you could just throw on.
Yep. And to all of my friends.
When are they supposed to go?
4:30, an hour and 6 minutes. To all of my friends, to all of the listeners, we know how bad it sounded. You don't have to text my personal phone to tell me that sounded bad.
Sorry. I just thought you should know.
Not you. Well, you're one in a line then. Because they're all, it's coming out of the woodwork. And I'm telling you, it's not her phone. It's this one.
Yeah, it's not her fault. That crushes me.
It does.
Because I really wanted to talk to her.
I had a gut feeling. I said the last three calls that we made out, they all went. You remember what's his name from the Knack? Couldn't hear
Burton.
A word he said.
Yeah, I had to really concentrate to try to make out what Burton was saying. With her, it was virtually impossible.
Yeah. It's the phone.
We got to get it looked at. I mean, we got the copper wires. What's wrong with
this? If I say anything to anybody around here.
They're fine, I know.
They're fine, and they'll remind me.
Must be user error.
Yeah, and they'll remind me that every other radio station here has no phones.
Well, in some cases, no phones would be better.
Yep. Like now. We're going to take a break. We'll have something from the local beat when we come back. And I'm going to see about swapping out this phone. Because somewhere between Rob's room and our studio phone, there's a major malfunction.
That is just such a letdown. I was so looking forward to that.
Yep. Can't even. With a phone connection like that, Henny, you don't even have time to flirt.
Yeah. Oh, you can't.
You can't.
And it's like all I could make out was the tone of her voice. Yep. And I'm like, yeah, she sounds pleasant. Yep. What's she talking about?
I have no idea. We'll be back. Jeez. Stan and Haney.
That is not her fault. I want to make that clear.
It's
That's
not her
on
fault.
Us.
It's this right here. When I go and see it and run a contest and I see the lines drop out and I hear that almost like somebody hitting a touch tone pad or something, it's the phone. But nobody believes me.
Oh, if you're on the line for more than, say, 2 minutes, you will hear the touch tone.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition. We're going to have the local beat here for you in just a second. And I'd like We probably got about 20 minutes here, and I would like if somebody in the building, in engineering or programming or somewhere, is listening, just swap out a phone so that I can see if it's working or not. This, I think, is broke. Okay? That's what I... It's broken. And I would really like to just at least try. There's tons of phones at a bunch of desks that aren't even being used right now because of the COVID. Just let's swap something out here and see if it works.
Yeah, because it just made us cry.
It did. And we have somebody scheduled for next week, too, that I don't want to promote yet because I don't know that we're going to be able to talk to her. And it's because of the phone. Can somebody find me a phone? I just want to swap it out. Look at this. Let's see what it sounds like. Look at this. It'll probably listen to it. It can hear crackling. Jeez. Sorry about that, folks. It's just, you know, a simple use of a phone. Let's do the local beat. This is a story that was all over the news yesterday morning. And it wasn't until we were on the air yesterday afternoon that it came to a conclusion. A lot of pictures, a lot of video, but it took some donuts to wrangle this guy. All morning long and into the afternoon, a brown bear or a black bear was running around the downtown area of Fort Myers, going into people's homes and really just having its way around town. And
Stan,
what?
What does the bear's color have to do with anything?
It's the breed of bear. You got your grizzlies, you got your Kodiaks, you got your brown bears, you got your black bears. This is a black bear.
Yeah? Would you be talking about it if it was a white bear?
Like a polar bear? A white bear? No, probably not.
No, they just got a picture of a white grizzly. Did you see that?
They're amazing. This was right here in town, and it was Matt Mangus and I were having a discussion back and forth. Did they catch it yet? No, they didn't catch it yet. I heard they caught it. Nope, they didn't catch it.
Headline. And it was roaming around downtown?
Yeah. Headline. This comes to us from the Fort Myers News Press. Donuts prove irresistible to bear on the loose in downtown Fort Myers. Story goes from the news press. It took some doing, but in the end, the Krispy Kreme donuts worked. After a Tuesday morning chase through downtown Fort Myers, the trap door shut behind a young black bear. Wildlife biologists corralled the critter, which had been at large in the city since before dawn. In the industrial area near the cement industries plant off Metro. That's where it started. About 250 pounds, they say, approximately 18-month-old black male bear.
And, you know, they're natural wrestlers.
Yes, very supple muscles. And, you know, they don't know the technical wrestling moves, but they...
You're not going to see them execute, say, a Boston Crab, no. But a Russian leg whip,
yeah,
certainly.
Maybe. 18-month-old male appeared to be healthy. He was released later on yesterday afternoon. Said the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officer, Adam Brown, in such a heavily traveled area, because they thought about, what do? We tranquilize this bear? No. Tranquilizing the bear was not an option for them because the drugs don't always work immediately. Oftentimes, when they use a tranquilizer, the bear sometimes will run away. And they didn't want it to take any chance of it running into traffic or going into a residential area. Well, it made its way into residential areas. Instead, officers baited the trap with a few boxes of sugared donuts. They love donuts. And a blueberry pie scented spray. Then they waited. After some back and forth, they had their bear, which likely had been looking for a meal, they suspect. They say black bears in Florida typically range from 250 to 450 pounds for the males, a little lighter for the females. They say that there, and there went Haney. They say that there are just over 4,000 bears in the Sunshine State. Nice to have you back. Throughout the morning, people shared photos of the animal strolling through backyards and crossing residential streets. The Fort Myers Police Department tweeted a photo of a bemused officer with a beware of dog sign on the fence, yet the bear in the backyard. When the bear first was spotted at 4 a.m. in the morning, it was near Central Avenue in downtown Fort Myers. Spokesman for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, Melody Clyborn, said when officers arrived at the scene, the bear had moved to Jeffcott Street, and FWC biologists were able to trap the bear near Hanson Street. This is crazy. They say springtime is the year is the time of year Florida bears emerge from their dens to look for food, household trash, and they say that if they smell trash and you don't have the locking lids on them, they described it as, to the bear, it smells like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
I'm just trying to figure out where it came from.
Well, they say there's like 4,000 of them around here. It came from some...
Yeah, but there's not like a preserve or woods near where the bear was.
Yeah. And he was there for hours. I mean, at 4 a.m. he was first spotted. Let's put it this way. We came on the air at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and the bear was still on the loose as they were trying to trap the thing.
Now, you said that they brought donuts in.
Yeah, Krispy Kremes.
My understanding is that they, not only did they have to bring donuts, but they had to bring in a wrestler, didn't they?
Yeah.
To bring him down?
they had to bring in a wrestler.
Do we have any tape of that?
Let me see. Let me go and find the tape if we've got actual tape of this.
Because even if it's drugged, they're not going to go down voluntarily.
No, they're natural. They're natural wrestlers. They enjoy it.
It's instinctive with a bear.
It's instinctive. Yes, I believe we have the footage of.
I was hoping we did.
Yes. Hold on.
Because you need an expert that knows how to handle a bear. There's only one thing a bear understands, and that's domination.
Yep. Here we go.
Now, I know that one gentleman who lives here that is a bear wrangler is Tracy Smothers.
let's take a listen.
Smothers taking the place of Wildcat Wendell Cooley, who was injured. Bears, of course, are natural wrestlers. No question about this. They instinctively know a snap mare, a leg sweep. They don't know some of the finer holds, such as a figure four or what have you. But all of the basic holds are natural with them. And this bear, although he's very amiable by nature, once he gets stand-up competition going, then he just naturally wants to wrestle. And you can see there, he went for a leg sweep. Tracy Smothers going for a side headlock, and the bear very quickly countered that. Now Smothers in behind him once again, gets him over on his back, and the bear... obviously frustrated at this point in time, very quickly rolls over, and once again the bear was on his back, but only momentarily. 550 pounds of supple muscle. Notice now how Tracy Smothers moves in on him once again. Now, the last thing in the world he wants to do is get this 550-pound grizzly upset. Good, good move by Smothers that time. Took the bear down off his feet temporarily. Smothers moves outside the ring. And he's getting a brief rest, but there's a big argument going on here as the time limit has expired, and the bear has not been able to score a pinfall. Dirty Dutch Mantell, totally upset, totally concerned over the situation. A lot of money was riding on the situation. Mantell is the loser, and Tracy Smothers comes out not as a victor, but as a tie.
That Dirty Dutch Mantell, I'll tell you. Couple of things coming in from the Absolute Law.
And we're still not sure what happened with Wildcat Wendell Cooley.
No. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I saw that black bear. It ran by our office door at Industrial and Hanson at about 10:30 yesterday morning. And then we got another text coming in. The bear probably came from the woods around the Nature Center off of Ortiz. Yeah, there's a lot of woods over there. And then what does this one say?
That's kind of a long walk, isn't
this
it?
This bear was all over the place. I heard reports of him down McGregor, Hanson, Jeffcott, Central Avenue. He was making his way all over the place.
We'll do our best to get a hold of Dirty Dutch Mantell and Tracy Smothers and get to the bottom of this. I know there was a lot of money riding on it.
Yeah, Absolute Law text line. There is a female black bear that is a regular here in Lehigh Acres. She shows up on and rings the doorbells about twice a month. Yeah, the ring doorbells as the bear goes walking by your front door, sets off the ring doorbell.
Well, in Lehigh, there's a lot more, you know, room to run and conceal.
Yeah, well, I'll bet you it came from the Nature Center over there. That's where I saw that two things. I saw the rabid raccoon and the either fox / coyote that came at my wife and I.
Oh, you mean the thing that it's not a cat, but it's not a dog neither. Let's go.
It was. I thought it was a fox. But remember when we were talking about it, everybody was saying, no, that was probably a coyote because it had a reddish color fur to it and was trotting right down the path at the Nature Center.
Hmm.
I bet you that's where it came from. It's got a den somewhere around there.
I'm telling you, you need to check out Skinwalker Ranch. Do you know anything about it?
No, nothing about it.
Skinwalker Ranch is 512 acres out in Utah. And for years, you know who Robert Bigelow is?
Yes.
Bigelow Aerospace?
Yes.
He owned it. And in cooperation with the government, he was involved in that ATIPS program, the UFO program.
Uh-huh.
And he had people out there doing experiments and observing, because all of these strange things had happened on the ranch. The previous owners, they saw UFOs all the time, cattle mutilations, hauntings, all of this stuff.
Chupacabra?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And he owned it for years and years and years, and it was just he and the government. And they never released any of their findings. And so this guy, Brandon, bought the ranch from Bigelow. And he bought it with the intention, knowing the history of the property, he got with the History Channel, brought in all of these scientists to do legit scientific experiments and measurements. And they found stuff.
What'd they find?
They're trying to
figure
out.
Bottle cap, tin can, what'd they find?
In addition to that, they have been able to measure all of these crazy readings where they'll be standing in a certain spot and all of a sudden everything on every radio frequency lights up. And one thing that's been documented where even Bigelow didn't see the harm in allowing people to know this, cell phone batteries, batteries on equipment,
yeah,
they will go from a full charge to dead.
That's got to be a magnetic area.
Yeah, so they're trying to measure all this stuff. In the meantime, they have alpacas and cattle out there. And one day, an alpaca is nearly mauled to death. And for some reason, camera didn't work on that one. And they're finding that all the time when they're trying to do measurements. Sometimes they'll just stop working. They've shot rockets into the air and balloons, weather balloons into the air, because the one guy that's there is, there are two guys that are physicists there. And when they're trying to triangulate all these readings, they're seeing UFOs. They got them on tape. And they're trying to measure where all of this energy is coming from. And the conclusion they came to, it's coming from the sky.
Wow.
And I don't know what they're going to reveal, but the last episode is coming on next week. But all kinds of strange stuff happens in the same area where the batteries go dead.
Yeah.
This ranch foreman, he had it happen to him twice where fluid builds up between his skull and his scalp, and doctors don't understand why. And the physicist who was there opened up an old cistern, and as he's walking away, he goes, "Boy, I don't feel so good." And by now, after the first guy had the problem with his scalp, they had, you know, meters attached to them. And he goes, "My God, the radiation that I just picked up is like more than you should be exposed to in a year." And then you have a cow that died. Now, it wasn't mutilated, but the vet looks at it and says, "Whatever killed this cow, it was stress-induced." This time, the camera worked. And they see the UFO over the cow. It's on tape.
All right, I'm looking at it right now, and I can see the UFO. Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
And when they do the finale of this, I want to see what conclusions. And they think there's something 1,000 feet long, cigar shaped, buried underneath the property.
Mm. All right. And what's it? A skinwalker?
Yeah, it's on History Channel. It's the something of Skinwalker Ranch.
All right.
But this is something I knew about and had read things where a little bit had slipped out information-wise from the Bigelow years. But there is something going on out there.
All right, we got to take a break. They're 35 minutes away from launch. They haven't scrubbed it yet due to the weather. It's still a go for SpaceX. 35 minutes and 22 seconds.
And that really is historic. Not since the shuttle have we gone up on a non-Russian vehicle.
It's been a decade. We're going to take a break when we come back. First look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now, another chapter in the lives of...
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I'm looking at the clock. T-minus 22 minutes, 27 seconds to the launch of SpaceX.
Now, are we going to built-in hold, or is it running?
It's running, and I was watching Fox. They just had the old man himself, Gene Kranz, on. He's got to be 105 years old. He was the mission director, control room director there for Apollo 11, Apollo 13. You remember him? Ed Harris played him in Apollo 13.
Right. And then he married Gary Rossington, right?
Correct.
Gene Kranz Rossington.
Yeah, one hell of a singer and amazing. But, yeah, it's now just under 22 minutes. Let me see what it said. NASA administrator, the mission matters more than money, but without money, there's no mission. Blah, 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 blah. Did you see how they get taken out? No more of that NASA big van. They go out in a Tesla to the launch pad.
Oh, yeah.
They get in
everything,
there.
Everything is the way that it should be. First class, baby.
Yep. Designer spacesuits. They're taken to the pad.
Leather interiors. Seat warmers.
Yep. Rotating seats.
Cup holders.
Yep. Plenty of that stuff. And it's still counting down, 21 minutes to
See,
go.
See, that's why you need an Elon Musk.
Well, he's doing it right.
Because that the Elon Musk style versus corporate style, where it's all about, well, let's pinch a penny here, and, well, they don't need that.
Well,
where you got Elon Musk going, you know what would be cool?
Yeah, well, think about it. Back in the day, the contracts went to the lowest bidder. The one who could do it the cheapest. Now, like you said, it's first class all the way.
Which is the way it should be.
Yep, so...
And I just... I love it that it's happening. Because... Elon Musk has been laughed at his whole life, and it takes time with him, but he'll make it happen.
So we'll see. I don't know with the overcast if we'll be able to see it here in Southwest Florida. I know on a couple
well,
of
I know
occasions
they,
we did
they were,
see the shuttle.
They were really concerned. Because they had days and days of perfect weather, and then on Monday, they were like, we don't know if this is going to happen or not.
Yeah. Clock's still running. Under 20 minutes. Let's get you updated on traffic
now
for your drive home. What, Haney?
I know that our astronauts are going to the space station.
Yes.
That's the whole purpose of this.
Yes. It's still, believe it or not, it's still classified as a training mission.
So when we have those boosters separate, in the past, they were just written off. He's going to try to retrieve these,
correct.
Right?
It's they're supposed to land on a platform.
Out at sea?
I don't know if it's going to be out at sea. They were showing the demo of it, how it landed perfectly. And the capsule... Because you're not a plane now. It's back to the capsule style. We'll land, splash down in the Atlantic with the three parachutes and all of that like the old days.
Well, and that's good news. You know, it's been a tough couple of decades for our frogmen, but they're back to work.
They're back to work. Let's get you updated. Couple of things on the board. We will start in the beautiful area of Alva, named after the flower, not the inventor. Disabled vehicle, Sunset Trail and Palm Beach Boulevard, and in Lehigh Acres, right nearby, crash. Richmond Avenue North and Leland Heights Boulevard East. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for, it's something or other.
Yep, since the very beginning.
KFC is testing a new sandwich.
Ooh.
A sandwich that is just like Popeye's sandwich.
What? I'll tell you, the Popeyes, I don't know if KFC has their own recipe. They shouldn't try to compete with perfection. They're their own perfect recipe. Is that
that
Popeyes sandwich is so
I don't want to get you good. I don't want to get you started. You and Rob get started on that sandwich.
Well,
there'll be nothing else
to talk
about.
I see Rob over there. He's already licking his lips thinking about a Popeyes sandwich. It's something
about
it.
He's got an excuse, you know. When you're used to ground turkey, that Popeye sandwich is...
Woo! Got that right.
A man stole and sexually fouled 126 pairs of flip-flops.
Oh, stop it. What?
We'll have the details.
In less than an hour.
A drunk driver crashes into a pond of what the authorities call liquid manure and is stuck there for several hours. And finally, you can call it karma, if you will, or you can look at it as someone's trying to put the police out of a job. This happened Sunday night in Scottsdale, Arizona. An assault suspect running from police is stopped when he's hit by a drunk driver. That's what they call a twofer.
Yeah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, another thing about this whole SpaceX, the inside the capsule, all touch screen. No dials, no knobs, touch screen.
Uh-oh. I like at least having a couple of keys that say Control, Alt, Delete.
Laughter. Oh, we have to laugh, please, the way the day's been going. With the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Well, as Stan was just telling you, big day for SpaceX today, launch for the International Space Station.
Big.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about the International Space Station.
Top things you didn't know about the International Space Station.
Astronauts' urine is recycled into drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
Or, in the case of those naughty Germans, immediately repurposed. Not a lot of people know this, but even though it is out there orbiting in space, its computers are routinely attacked by viruses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And before you judge, think if you were stuck up there for months at a time, wouldn't you take a peek at some porn, too? Dangling from the back of the International Space Station is a giant pair of truck nuts.
Yeah.
54% of Americans get it confused and believe it's the place where they serve Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity pancakes.
Just scrubbed. Just scrubbed. The mission has just been scrubbed. It's been postponed until Saturday. That takes the fun out of everything.
Well, it's the biggest job of an astronaut.
Yep.
Is to sit in a capsule and wait.
Yep.
Realizing that it probably won't happen.
Yep. Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Well, it's disappointing. But after Challenger, I'm never, ever going to question it again.
You got that right.
The International Space Station is the most expensive thing ever constructed. Except, well, obviously, Khloe Kardashian's face. I don't know.
This poor boy is ill.
I've seen pictures that are identified as her, and yeah. It's a different woman every time.
Oh, I know.
The first thing arriving astronauts do at the space station is to remove all the Chinese restaurant flyers from the front door handle.
Harder than ever.
Sure does, Billy. Sure does.
It travels generally at about 5 miles per second. Like you to the computer when Pornhub announces premium content is free.
Relax, dude, relax! Relax! Relax!
Relax.
Yeah.
You know, the International Space Station really is a team effort of different nations, different corporations,
sure
and
is.
Different yeah. individuals. And one particular thing we mentioned earlier about the recycled urine, and that's thanks to the good folks at Keystone Light. They make it drinkable. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, come on. Grow up. You want to tell me you never had a can and thought for a second?
You really do?
Oh, by the way, I'll bring it to you tomorrow when I drop off your stuff. Whitey came by again with more free beer.
That's odd.
Yeah, more free beer.
The last time Whitey got his free beer, it was for a holiday, wasn't it?
Yeah, Christmas.
For Christmas.
Yep.
What's this for?
He just said, I got a surprise for you, and it was in his pickup, and he brought in beer. Said, here, have at it.
There's something wrong with it?
No, I don't think so. It's a variety of stuff. I know Rob got a rolling rock. I think there's a few more rolling rocks in there. Do you want the Corona extra light? And I've got something. And I got like some Stella. I think two cans of Stella.
So these are just random cans.
Yep. Yes. I'll bring some over to you.
Okay. Great.
They all look good.
I'm not complaining. It's a little odd.
Let's see what I got left. I still have Rollin' Rock. I've got a few of the Corona Super Light and some Budweiser and some Stella.
Well, okay then.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
A couple of our regulars emailing us. This is from Meg Haney.
How is she?
She's doing well. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I have a question, and hopefully Haney will back me up on this. How come nobody in the media is questioning Deborah Brix's medical license? She never bothered to renew it when she came to the White House. I don't believe her pictographs and 10-gram data models. I hope this is Wuhan Corona crap, and I hope it dissipates quickly. This is clearly a hoax to me because a bunch of entitled, spoiled brats couldn't handle the election results. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Here's the link that will surprise you, and I guess it's got the link about her medical license, signed Meg.
I probably shouldn't say this because it's very irresponsible in my position.
Yeah.
I've tuned them all out.
Me too.
I couldn't tell you what they say.
Nope.
And I'm telling you this right now. I think that there is a day approaching very fast when Americans will say enough is enough.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
July 4th.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, just as I expected, the virus keeps going merrily along. So here's the other side of it. There has been an uptick in new cases right here in Lee County. And why, you might ask? Because people are not following the rules. Now, I'm not one to follow rules, but in this case, following a few rules is better than facing death. So please wear a mask and keep your distance. So, guys, have you been watching the documentary on the History Channel about U.S. Grant? I have not, and I want to see that.
Is it a documentary or a docudrama?
Docudrama.
I saw it was brought to you by Leonardo DiCaprio, yes. And immediately said, nah.
It's a docudrama. They got the actors and all that. It's very good, and I'm learning a whole lot of things that are new to me. What a great military mind Grant had. The last 2 hours are on tonight at 9. Hope you guys will watch.
He was no Robert E. Lee. But. No,
well, yeah, and liked his cigars and liked the taste of the, you know, the moonshine. Hope you guys watch. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. This is The Stan and Haney Show.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us Wednesday afternoon. Came down just a few minutes ago. SpaceX scrubbed for today. Weather at the Cape, not favorable for launch. Saturday at 3 o'clock is when they will try again at Cape Canaveral. So there you go. SpaceX scrapped for today. They'll try again on Saturday. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. And then I'm going to tell you about Dave and Chuck the Freak and their Peep Show Live. One thing on the board right now, it is a hit and run. Lehigh Acres, 21st Street Southwest, and Floyd Avenue South. And you are up to date. We'll have another update for you in about 30 minutes. This ought to be pretty interesting. 96 K-Rock presents Dave and Chuck the Freak Peep Show virtually live. It's going to happen on Friday, June the 19th, 7 p.m. at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can join the whole gang, Dave, Chuck, Lisa, Andy, James, Jason, as they will review their favorite Peep Show clips during this live show. You'll get to hear their takes on what's going on during the clip and what's happening behind the scenes. So mark your calendars right now, Friday, June 19th, 7 p.m., and get ready to stream Dave and Chuck the Freak's Peep Show live right into your home. And also make sure to be listening for your shot to win a spot in a virtual meet and greet with Dave and Chuck the Freak on the day of the show. Get details where else, 96krock.com. Ahoy.
Yes, I'm trying to reach an MF Richard.
and MF, what?
Is there a Mr. Richard there, MF Richard?
No, you might have the wrong number, an MF Richard.
This is Dale with Mr. Phone. I got an escalated trouble ticket, and it was filed to the respondent that I'm supposed to reach is MF Richard.
No, that Richard's our chief engineer, and he knows that. Are you okay? Where are you at, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm out at the pole. This is Dale with Mr. Phone.
Mr. Phone. Dale, thank you. We've been having problems with our phone all day, and I'm sure that MF... I'm sure that MF Richard was our engineer who called in the problem.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a typo, if it was MF Richard.
Well, we have a name for him around here.
But and, it's just
yes,
MF Richard.
Yep. But I'll handle this, Dale, since I'm right next to the phone that we're having problems with.
Hold on a second.
You're on the pole right now.
Yeah, I'm about 30 foot up. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. It's on my phone. There's a lowercase n there. MFN, lowercase n, Richard. So it could be somebody named MF and Richard that I'm supposed to speak to?
Like, don't worry about that. I can help you on that. We're having problems with the phones. What are you, Dale from Mr. Phone?
Yeah, is this Stan?
This is Stan. This is he.
Okay, because I've got you as the originator of the complaint,
yes.
But I'm supposed to make contact with MF and Richard.
He's not here right now. Make contact with me. I'm right here. What do I need to do?
Well, did you initiate an emergency escalation
yes.
trouble ticket?
Yeah, well, I asked that one be escalated to an emergency trouble ticket. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm 30 foot up on a pole right now trying to pull the LUDs and figure out what your issue is.
The issue is the phone reception. It cuts out. It sounds like a every once in a while, like somebody's pushing a keypad tone. We can't understand the person on the other end of the line, yet in our producer's room, it sounds clear. I think it is this phone. Dale.
So are you Dale. Telling me you think it's a handset issue?
I don't know if it's the handset. I think it's the whole thing. It's got all the lines, and it's not just the handset. I don't pick up the handset. Do you know that we're a radio station, Dale?
Well, I kind of figured that, seeing that there's a big radio tower out here, but I'm up here on top of the pole.
I thought they were all underground lines, Dale.
They've got your fiber optics is underground, but your copper wire.
Yes.
That evidently somebody insisted on having copper wire. The copper wire has to go up on the main pole.
And where is that main pole in relation to the building?
I can see the building. I guess where I am is out by your septic tank field.
Okay. Oh, there are telephone poles out there. Yes. Yeah, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, because it says here the fiber optics have been disengaged for this one line. And
yes.
We got copper going through your doo-doo field. You know, the old leak field.
Yes, Dale.
And some of that does run underground, but it has to go up to the pole, see, because it's copper.
Dale, listen to me for a second. Will you please listen to me? The fiber optic lines are not working. As a matter of fact, in the other studios in the building, the fiber optic lines aren't working. The copper lines, which we have here, are malfunctioning on one phone. I don't think it's the copper lines. I think it's the phone unit itself.
Well, sir.
Yes.
See, I don't work on the fiber optic end of things.
I'm not talking about the fiber optic things. It's copper. It's this line.
I'm only cleared to work on copper lines.
How do I have to? I don't right now. Don't worry about the fiber optic lines.
And boy, you better be glad that I'm here because I'm getting ready to retire in a couple of years, and won't be anybody knows how to work on copper. It's all going to be fiber optic.
God bless you. How long have you worked in the phone business, Dale?
Too damn long.
Probably back in the days of Ma Bell, huh?
Back in the days of Southern Bell, yeah.
Well, it's all Ma Bell. And then Southern Bell, they had little districts.
Then they split it up.
Yeah.
See?
And you were around for that. That happened in the 80s, though, Dale.
Yeah, they call them the baby bells. Now that
correct.
I'm up here, yeah, let's see if we can get to your problem. I'll just go ahead and pull the LUDs here while I'm
yeah.
up here.
All right, then you can go and take a look at the line. You can see how there was malfunctioning in the phone calls. Probably, I would say that. You can see that. You can see it, Dale.
I can sure as hell see a problem right here.
What's the problem, Dale, from Mr.
Phone? You trying to talk to somebody in California?
Yeah, we had an interview set up in California.
Yeah, well, anybody tell you that's 3,000 miles away?
Look, how does somebody make a phone call to Europe or to South America or to Africa? And we could go all over the world.
Now, normally we don't do this, but you filed an escalated trouble ticket, so I'm going to need a little help from your end.
How hard is it to call from California, or to call California and California back to us? That should be a no-brainer. It's 2020, Dale.
Now, what I want to do is I'm going to send some different things down the line to you.
All right. What, are you, like tones and stuff?
Yeah. Now, what this should be... is okay. This should sound like standard speech.
Okay.
And you let me know as we go along if you got a problem with it, okay, buddy?
All right, Dale. Thank you, pal. And thank you, Mr.
Phil. Dale and Will hier zo over Frans nemen op de marmelstoeltjes en voor een diepte interview aan het tafeltje gaan we praten over vroeger, hoe dat ook weer was, terwijl ik de bezetting oplees. Leo ben ik en Dale ben ik op
gitaar. I don't understand what he's saying.
Leo... kappen, maar dat zal hij wel niet doen. Dat zal van café zijn op drums.
Dale!
En Koos van Hardeveld. Hos van Hardeveld. Basgitaar, sorry. In mijn papier is een beetje gefreukeld.
That's what's going on.
Van Gissel. Of ritmegitaar en zang. De Black Albino's zijn opgericht in 1960 door Joop van Heusden.
That should have sounded clear as day.
No, well, it didn't. It did. It was that person speaking English?
Yeah?
Couldn't understand it, Dale. I couldn't understand a single thing that person was saying.
All right, well, let me see if I can adjust the RF here.
The RF. Okay. You going to send me another thing down the line?
Yeah, it'll be coming down the line. Should be clear as a bell.
Well, it's not.
Did you have a good Christmas? Do you love your mommy? Do you love your daddy? Do you love your Uncle Gavin? Do you love your grandparents?
Okay, that's a little better.
Do you want $1 million?
Yeah, I'm just tapping in on random phone calls.
What? You're doing what?
Do you want to go that night?
Do you want a best hat? Is there anything you
can't do that. That's eavesdropping. You can't do that. That's... How do you? What are you doing tapping in on phone calls? Although it was
well,
much,
just because,
it was clear.
Because it's an escalated ticket, I just tapped into a local line, probably somebody over in Three Oaks area.
Uh-huh. And they're on copper lines, too, then, I take it, since that's all you work on.
That's all I work on, but they could, for all I know, they could be on the fiber optic.
Right.
Or they could be VoIP, for all I know.
What's that?
That's your voice over internet protocol.
Okay, all right. So it didn't necessarily have. I could hear them better than the first one.
Okay, well, here's another demo I want to send down
to
you.
Are you tapping into another phone line?
Yeah, no. This one I'm sending direct to you from my test equipment.
Okay.
This should be about 10 seconds.
All right.
And all I need you to do is to repeat back to me what the woman says.
All right. I'll repeat back
sometimes,
to you. Yes.
Sometimes it works better with a female voice.
Okay. Go ahead.
A very, very heavy dissertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead. Terrorization. Let's put it to have the pet.
Okay. Now, can you repeat back to me what she said?
I cannot. I don't know. I don't know what she was saying.
Okay, one more time. It should be clear as day. Ready?
All right.
A very, very heavy dissertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead. Terrorization. Let's put it to have the pet.
Okay, I think we got it.
I got very, very heavy vertation, and then I couldn't understand the rest of it.
All right, let's take it one more time, because I think we got this problem whipped.
What? You think you know what it is?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay.
One more time, you should be able to make it out perfect.
Okay.
A very, very heavy dissertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead, terrorization. Let's put it to have the pay.
All right.
I got very, very heavy vertation tonight, and then I didn't make out what else was there. Still not the best connection.
Okay, go ahead. You're doing fine. Now let me see. Must be exciting working in a radio station.
It sure is. There's never a dull moment around here, Dale.
Yeah. Let me see if I can
tap into a call in your building.
I would tap into a call in the building?
Yeah, this should be the closest local line to you. Let's okay. see what let's see what they're chattering about.
Okay. I'm right, so I think you know I run Viacom and CBS and MTV. Both I and Philippe Delmar, who runs Suicide CEO, will be calling you. He will call you after me. I know you may be reluctant. We have to have, even if it's a lawsuit, we have to have the name of the person who gave you that story. But in the New York Post. So I'm going to write down.
Hello.
I think you know I run Viacom and CBS and MTV.
Hello?
Both I and Philippe Delmar, who runs Suicide CEO, will be calling you.
Are you familiar with a song of the Red Zone?
Am I familiar with what?
Sumner Redstone.
I can't understand what you're saying. It's worse now.
Yeah, it sounded like the guy at the head of CBS and MTV.
I got that in Viacom. I got that.
Let's try something else here.
Wait a second. It still isn't. Oh.
Ooh.
Hello? Hello?
I think we got it.
No, you didn't. Dale, you didn't get it. What's wrong with the phones?
Huh?
What's wrong?
I'll be a son of a bitch. I got to take a smoke break.
You've got to take a smoke break. You haven't told me what's wrong with the phones.
Well,
are you smoking on the pole?
Oh, yeah. I've been at this forever.
Okay.
You know what?
What's that?
When you're in this line of work,
yeah.
You never forget to sharpen your spikes, boy. I'll tell you that.
All right. You
got to be confident when you're up here 30 foot.
Okay. I got to go now. Dale, is there anything I can do on this end?
Let me see. There might be one other thing.
What's that?
Oh, Jesus. let me try here. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you. Anything for Mr. Phone?
I got a man down. Well, not a man. A very special boy.
Chloe, I need the schematics now.
What? Who is this?
I'm Jack Bauer. Who the hell are you?
I'm Ed of Duty.
Chloe, find out all you can about I'm Ed of Duty. Does anyone there know I'm Ed of Duty?
Ahmed Adudi, wealthy Saudi financier, disappeared into Afghanistan in the late 90s.
No, that didn't do the trick. Thank you, Dale.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
Be honest with me.
Okay.
Is my hair on fire?
No.
Are you sure? Look closely.
I'm positive. It's fine.
Look at my back.
Uh-huh.
Are there cockroaches crawling all over my back?
Nope. Not one.
All right. Am I wearing clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many fingers do I have?
10.
Whew. Thanks, man.
Okay, what's the matter?
Is my hair on fire?
No, it's not on fire. Hey, what is the matter with
you?
Oh,
my God. What is that? Oh,
that was...
God, you touched me. I thought it was a cockroach.
No, that's my hand. Whew. I think maybe you need to go to the doctor.
Is my hair on fire?
No.
Oh, my God. Cockroaches?
No.
Arms?
Yep.
Hands? Fingers? Yep. Count them.
10, 1, 2, 3.
I count 9!
Listen, you're beginning to annoy me. Why don't you just back up a little, all right?
All right.
Just one thing. All right?
One thing.
All right.
Okay, we've been friends a long time.
Yeah?
Is my hair on fire?
No! Paranoia can cause paranoia. For a free brochure, it's Prison's Cuts and Lifehouse by Forbes of Washington, D.C.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. SpaceX scrubbed until Saturday.
Hey, at least the phones got fixed.
Well, they're not fixed, Haney. I'm sorry you missed. I spoke to a very nice gentleman. His name was Dale from Mr. Phone, and he really tried to fix the lines, but he was having as much problems as we were today.
Wow.
But a very nice man. He was here very quickly, and, you know, I guess the message was left for an MF and Richard. But I took the call because I was the one that asked for it. And he really tried, but there's obviously some problems.
It's haunted us forever.
It has haunted us for as long. It's haunted us for as long as we've been in this studio. If we go back to the original Studio 1A, they were fine.
And sometimes it will get better, but then it'll regress.
Yep. So, again, I want to thank Dale. He still might be out on the pole from Mr. Phone. He's been here since the days of Southern Bell and the Baby Bells, and I thank him. Seemed like one hell of a guy. He's coming close to retirement, too, Haney. There won't be many people that can handle a copper line after that.
I see.
By the way, 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show taking things over into your Wednesday night. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. But let's get you updated on traffic for your drive.
And don't
home.
Forget, I got to talk to that architect buddy of yours soon.
Yeah, I will. I can text him and then find out what do you want me to say in the text.
Well, you should just have him on the air, and I'll explain it to him.
What you want to build?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of engineering involved as well.
And of course, you need money for this.
Oh, yeah, and I'd need to have the whole community behind me.
Right. What's it involve?
A lot.
All right, I'll text him, see if he wants to come on. You know, he's working usually while we're on the air.
I see.
But I'll ask him.
All right, well, at some point this week, maybe I'll explain it to you.
Did you get the email I sent you?
No, I haven't checked my email in a week.
Well, send it. Somebody that knew you back in the day, he sent an email and wanted to say hi to you.
Who is it?
I'm not saying on the air who it is. It's the old.
Maybe I should check my email.
That would be a good idea. After you do news, let's get you updated.
What do you
on
mean after I do news?
After the news. So you do the news, then we wrap up the show, and at 6 o'clock you can go through all of your emails.
Well, I'm kind of curious now.
Well, don't worry about it right now.
I bet I could check it real quick.
Okay, but try it while I do traffic. All right, a couple of things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Hit and run at Epson Drive and Zoysia Lane. And then in Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and Daniels Commerce Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
In other words, Martini was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, May 27th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Did you get the email?
Yeah, but there's too much going on for me to read it now.
That's what I told you. Never mind.
Pardon?
Nothing. Go. Never mind. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I should have never opened that, like, right before the news. It's really distracting.
Yeah, it sure is.
Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
Samuel Morse.
Morse code guy.
Indeed. Made a pretty big impact on the world. But in his mind, he was a failure.
Aww.
All Samuel Morse ever wanted to do was to be a successful artist. And I don't know if he was any good or not, but from the time he was a kid until he was well into his 40s, that's all he wanted.
Well, the dream.
I'm an artist. Look at my art. Nobody liked it.
Mm.
He finally got into electromagnetics when he was a grown man in his 40s, and that worked out okay, but still doesn't make up for the fact that
I'd like to see some of his artwork if it's available. Samuel Morse's artwork, you know, Van Gogh never sold a painting in his life.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Successful artists, they never know that they're successful because they've been dead for hundreds of years before anybody looks at it.
Yeah.
Something
all right where you're at?
That's just Estero FD doing their job.
Okay.
This is a great example of the corporate insanity that has taken place now. Like, I don't understand why a woman that works for Franklin Templeton Investments is fired because she had an incident in the park with her dog.
From her work?
Yeah. She was the one that had that out-of-control Cocker Spaniel.
Yes, yeah.
And she was choking the dog and telling the man that he was threatening her life.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate incident. You got to do something, Haney, in that case.
But what does that have to do with her job performance?
Well, they don't want to, at Franklin Templeton, they don't want somebody around like that.
Well, then they shouldn't have hired a woman.
What? Look, I'm going to tell you right now. So, and matter of fact, I just saw something in the news about
Women not that are about inherently emotional and unstable.
Stop it.
And if you're not willing to put up with that, you shouldn't have hired her.
Look, I don't disagree with you, but you shouldn't say it. The thing is, they tell you now that if you're we work here at K-Rock. If we put on our personal websites, our Facebook and our Instagrams, and we put personal thoughts and feelings on it, in today's digital age, they can fire you for that stuff. There is a whole big thing on it.
Oh, yeah, that's why I don't do it. Can you imagine the trouble I could get into on Twitter alone?
Yes, I can. But don't worry about it. You don't do it. Don't bring it up, and everything's fine.
And anytime that I do post anything, and I maybe post something publicly 5 times a year.
Yeah.
And the amount of thought that goes into it before I post anything.
Look, I know that. I'm just telling you. That's why she lost her job.
Yes. Just for being her.
inappropriate in posting stuff like that. Think about you work.
Let's calm down. She was having a bad day.
Yes, she sure was.
And she did everything that you're supposed to do. She did a complete mea culpa, took the Cocker Spaniel back to the Cocker Spaniel rescue people because evidently she's not good enough to own a dog. And we're concerned about the dog's safety.
I want you to stop.
And she loses her job over that.
Yes.
Now, I imagine that in the office, she's as quiet as a church mouse.
But it was a problem animal.
And she probably made them a lot of money.
And then somebody came up to her, wanted to film her being, you know, hanging the dog.
Yep, just in full hyster.
Yes, yeah.
She's frightened. She's irrational. She is not aware of her own surroundings.
Yeah, video out of Central Park is racism.
Yes, but even the guy that filmed her in full hyster has said, well, why did they fire her? What did she do to get fired?
It's a different world out there.
But I'm saying the victim himself said...
Doesn't matter these days. Oh, here's the statement from Franklin Templeton. Well, bring that back up, Rob. That would look like an official statement. Following our internal review of the incident in Central Park yesterday, we have made the decision to terminate the employee involved, effective immediately. We do not tolerate racism of any kind at Franklin Templeton. Case closed. They didn't bring up anything about the dog, which should have also been slapped on there. And she doesn't...
It was returned to the Cocker Spaniel Rescue Association.
Inappropriate.
And that's what most people were concerned with. Is the dog okay?
Inappropriate.
Not did this woman just lose everything that she has as a 40-something-year-old spinster.
Okay. Please move on.
Well, my...
what you mean.
It just reinforces this next deal. The Mars Candy Company would like you to know that the Mars Candy Company does not approve of people deep frying any of their candy bars. Why?
Why?
Because it doesn't fit with their promotion of healthy living.
They're a candy bar.
You know this. I know this. But we're supposed to pretend. Just like we're supposed to pretend that all women aren't crazy.
Will you please?
Well, I guess I probably ought to drop that that one I was going to do about the Nazi salute.
Stop. But you know what? That story is a legitimate story. It's not based on anybody's perception or company policy. That's a real story.
Well, and again, it goes back to a failed artist.
Who?
Hitler.
Oh, yeah, he was a failed artist.
What we know today as the Nazi salute, and they appropriated all kinds of things. The swastika itself was an ancient Indian symbol that's supposed to mean peace.
Yes. Do you know, Haney, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do you remember when I did that ghost walking tour with the person that's not here anymore?
Yes.
And we went into that abandoned hotel right in downtown, and the place was in its heyday, was in the teens and 20s in downtown Fort Myers. The entire floor,
and for those of you at home, that's before we ever heard of a Nazi.
Correct. And the entire floor, the marble floor... the marble tile, all swastikas, but it wasn't associated. There was no Nazi party at the time that hotel was built.
And they weren't called swastikas at the time that hotel was built.
And I remember I took pictures of it because today you look at that and you say, oh, my God, that's a swastika Nazis. did not mean that.
It meant quite the opposite of what most people interpret it meaning.
Yep.
Well, the Nazi salute is actually called the Bellamy salute. Before the Nazis took it over, kids in the United States would routinely make the Bellamy salute during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
In 1942, I think we know what was going on then.
Yep.
Congress decided that instead of the Bellamy salute, you should put your hand over your heart during the pledge instead.
Yep.
You know when a llama spits?
Yeah.
They're actually vomiting. That's not just what? Saliva. That's vomit when they spit. Just like that.
Yeah. You want to take a break?
If you think it would be wise,
yes,
at this
it
point.
Yes, it would be wise, and when you come back, you can do three.
In a moment.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Naples Police Department responded to a call regarding a male suspect playing with his genitals outside a condo complex. What happened is old broad lives up on the second floor. Her back porch overlooks the pool and the pool deck. She walks out to the porch to sit down and drink her coffee. She observed a Hispanic male wearing a red sweater with no pants or underwear. He looked up at her, then walked over to a lounge chair, laid down on the chair, lifted his legs to show her his
lifted
beehole.
Legs to show his beehole?
That's all right, Lise. Take a look into the eye of the beast.
He did the James.
He did the James.
Then pleasured himself.
Poor lady's drinking her coffee.
Sipping away like, God, what a weird day.
I wonder if she could see really well. I mean, you.
Hold on. I got my readers on. Just hold on. I got to go get my other one. Don't go anywhere, Jesus.
Dave and Chuck the Freak Mornings, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Remember simpler times when the only crowds you had to worry about were lined up outside Popeye's hoping for a chicken sandwich?
Yeah. Rob and I have done that in numerous establishments throughout the Southwest Florida area.
Well, the good people over at KFC have not forgotten that. And now, almost a year later, they're testing a new KFC chicken sandwich at stores in Orlando.
Really?
Well, I wonder what they're up to. Evidently, this chicken sandwich is exactly like the one from Popeye's.
Why? Why? You're KFC.
They've even admitted that they're basically copying Popeye's. KFC's chief marketing officer, boy, I bet that's a lucrative position.
You're darn right it is.
Says, quote, "We wanted a chicken sandwich that really lives up to our legacy as the fried chicken experts, and let's face it, ours wasn't the one to beat."
Oh.
So they're in Orlando right now. No word on when they go nationwide. But it will be Popeye's chicken sandwich, brought to you by KFC.
Arlen Sanders is spinning in his grave. Spinning. I
wouldn't be the first time.
He used to take, and we've said this before, he used to take his equipment out of stores that weren't doing his chicken right. He'd put them in the back of his car and drive away.
They'd go, oh no, here comes the colonel.
Yep. They feared him.
On Sunday, police in Thailand arrested a 24-year-old man for stealing and having his way with over 100 pairs of flip-flops.
Oh, stop. What the hell?
Over the last 2 years, the man stole 126 pairs of flip-flops from people's homes. Then he would take them to his apartment, caress and kiss them, rub them all over his naked body, and eventually he would tenderly make love to them.
To a flip-flop.
Now, before you ask, no, we have no idea how that even works.
Yeah!
But what we do know is that he's a love-em-and-leave-em kind of guy.
Oh.
He was constantly on the prowl, and according to his needs, he required a different pair every time. But he didn't discriminate. His collection included flip-flops in all sizes, colors, and styles.
Really? Like the kind that go between the toes? The kind that wrap over the toes?
Didn't matter.
Didn't matter. What he did with them, I don't want to know.
Now, he was arrested for stealing flip-flops last year, but at that time, they were not aware of the sexual component. This time, they're throwing the book at him. Multiple charges for theft, and oh, incidentally, you broke social distancing laws.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Well, you got to throw that in there, Haney. You look at this. I'm looking at this KFC chicken sandwich.
Does it look like anything you've seen before?
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm falling in love with it. Buttery, freshly toasted brioche bun.
Can Rob see it?
Yeah, he can see it.
Can you ask him how the pickle placement is?
I can see the pickle. Rob, you see the pickle placement.
Those are some big pickles.
And they're big. They're thick pickles. They've got the kernels, real mayo.
What I'm asking is it perfect pickle placement?
It's perfect, right, Rob? It's perfect.
It appears so in the picture.
And they even say in the ad, they're thicker pickles. They're thick pickles. And it's 20, what does it say, 20% larger. Rob, I can't read that far away. What's 20% larger?
The double breaded extra crispy filet.
Is 20% larger than what, their regular filet? Or the Popeyes?
I think it's the KFC filet, because down at the bottom it says most filets are 20% larger by weight than the average weight of the crispy colonel fries.
Colonel. What are you having a stroke?
It does. It looks like it's really good. I'd eat that. Yes. And Harlan Sanders, if you bit into that and didn't like it, too bad.
Stan, if there was a Popeyes and a KFC right next door, which would you go to?
Well, I haven't tasted the Colonel's copy yet, so I would go to Popeyes until I tried the Colonel's, and then just out of sheer loyalty to KFC, I'd go there. Because I've always loved Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But Popeyes made the sandwich you fell in love with.
Here's what they did. They made the Chick-fil-A sandwich bigger. The Chick-fil-A and the Popeyes taste very similar, except with the Popeyes, you got a bigger breast.
And perfect pickle placement.
I'm telling you, when you bit into a Popeyes, every time you bit it, you got some pickle. Now, this Colonel has got the thicker pickles.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't like chicken sandwiches that much.
That could be it.
People swear by their favorite chicken sandwich, and I have tried all of them, and they're okay.
Yeah, that one's really good. You know what? I'm craving it right now, and damn it. Damn it. I'm going to be doing some driving tonight. Thank you, Haney.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
It looks delicious.
A 32-year-old woman by the name of Yesenia Garcia.
Hey, Yesenia.
Was out driving drunk in Scottsdale, Arizona on Sunday night.
Oh.
And she hit a man who was running across the street.
Oh, my.
As it turns out, That man was running away from the police, running away from a nightclub where he had just assaulted someone when he was hit by drunk driving Yesenia. Now, Yesenia was arrested for DUI. The man was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. That tends to happen when you're hit by a car.
Yeah.
And once they've treated his injuries, he will be arrested on assault charges.
Look at this, Yesenia.
Are they trying to put the police out of a job?
Yeah. She's trouble. She's a partier. She's a fun girl right there.
Yeah.
Yesenia.
And guess what? She's 32.
Yeah.
How many years does she have left where that's cute?
Oh, not many. She's already slipping. But like when you're 20.
And it always seems to come as a surprise to them when it happens.
Yeah, when you're 20, 24, 25.
Woo!
Oh, isn't that? She's adorable. Look at her. When you're doing that and you're 45, it's pathetic.
Yeah, and you're no longer tipsy. You're a drunk.
Yeah. Yup.
Put your top back on, please.
I don't need to see
and
those.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, May 27th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Thank you, Haney. We're going to take a break. We will return. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. It's Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming in at 6 o'clock to take you through your Wednesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Okay, we'll start in Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle, McGregor Boulevard and Bent Palms. Then also Fort Myers, crash, 15,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right at the John Coons Locksmith. And one more for you, it's Fort Myers Beach, crash, 900 block of Estero Boulevard, right by Times Square, and you are up to date.
We are... First, I'm just going to say thank you for coming to Hollywood. Place has been running rampant. What's the biggest problem you see right from the start? What do we need to get rid of?
A little stick tight.
Reporters, paparazzi, people taking pictures, hangers-oners, sycophants, or whatever they call them. I think what you need to get rid of is all the drugs, all this Hollywood hullabaloo, liberalism, traffic. It's horrible. Get rid of gas-powered cars and maybe go hydroelectric. Get rid of all the weird people that don't believe in God and USA and Pledge of Allegiance. That's what I can see.
Unbelievable. Have you, during your time here so far, have you had any encounters? Have you had to enforce the law at all?
Well, I've had a little stick time with a couple of little street punks, a little goth monkeys, I don't know what you call them, that gave me the bird, gave me a little stick time. No blood, no foul, no harm, no lawyers.
I just want to make sure that I'm tracking with you the right terminology. Were they called goth monkeys?
Goth monkeys. I don't know what the hell they call them. They dress in black and wear lipstick and live with their moms. I don't know what the hell you call them.
A little stick time. Let's laugh.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm not much for travel of any mode. When I do travel, though, I go by plane. I think it's nice to have a non-smoking section on planes. I think we ought to take it a step further. I think we need a non-speaking section. I don't know about you. Every time I get in a plane now, I end up sitting next to some babbling mousketeer who's way too happy with the airborne experience. They always feel compelled to tell me their life story from DNA up till that afternoon. Some of these people get in any kind of recliner and they think they're in therapy. I need a little peace and quiet when I fly. I'm very frightened. I won't even turn on that air blower above the seat. I always get the feeling I'm diverting power away from the jet. What about those masks that drop down in the event of decompression? That's a pretty flimsy-looking apparatus, isn't it? Doesn't this look remarkably like a parquet margarine cup on the end of an enema bag or something? You know, they always have these bizarre instructions to start the flow of oxygen, tug down lightly on the cord. And, you know, when I'm shoulder rolling at 700 miles an hour, lightly just isn't in my vocabulary, all right? Something intrinsically cruel about having the last 40 seconds of your life turn into a Lucy skit.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
This is Dale with Mr. Phone. I got an escalated trouble ticket. And it was filed to the respondent that I'm supposed to reach is M.F. Richard.
No, that Richard's our chief engineer, and he knows that. Are you okay? Where are you at, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm out at the pole. This is Dale with Mr. Phone.
Mr. Phone. Dale, thank you. We've been having problems with our phone all day, and I'm sure that MF Richard was our engineer who called in the problem.
Yeah, is this Stan?
This is Stan. This is he.
Okay, because I've got you as the originator of the complaint,
yes.
But I'm supposed to make contact with MF and Richard.
He's not here right now. Make contact with me. I'm right here. What do I need to do?
Well, did you initiate an emergency escalation trouble ticket?
Yeah, well, I asked that one be escalated to an emergency trouble ticket. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm 30 foot up on a pole right now trying to pull the LUDs and figure out what your issue is.
The issue is the phone reception. It cuts out. It sounds like every once in a while, like somebody's pushing a keypad tone. We can't understand the person on the other end of the line, yet in our producer's room, it sounds clear. I think it is this phone, Dale.
So are you telling me you think it's a handset issue?
I don't know if it's the handset. I think it's the whole thing. It's got all the lines, and it's not just the handset. I don't pick up the handset. Do you know that we're a radio station, Dale?
Well, I kind of figured that, seeing that there's a big radio tower out here, but I'm up here on top of the pole.
I thought they were all underground lines, Dale.
They've got your fiber optics is underground, but your copper wire?
Yes.
That evidently somebody insisted on having copper wire. The copper wire has to go up on the main pole. I'm only cleared to work on copper lines.
How do I have to? Right now, don't worry about the fiber optic lines.
And boy, you better be glad that I'm here because I'm getting ready to retire in a couple of years and won't be anybody knows how to work on copper. Oh, it's all going to be fiber optic.
God bless you. How long have you worked in the phone business, Dale?
Too damn long.
Probably back in the days of Ma Bell, huh?
Back in the days of Southern Bell, yeah.
Well, it's all Ma Bell. And then Southern Bell, they had little districts.
Then they split it up. Yeah. See?
And you were around for that. That happened in the 80s, though, Dale.
Yeah, they call them the baby bells. Now that
correct.
I'm up here, let's see if we can get to your problem. I'll just go ahead and pull the LUDs here while I'm up here.
All right, then you can go and take a look at the line. You can see how there was malfunctioning in the phone calls. Probably, I would say that. You can see that. You can see it, Dale.
Now, what I want to do is I'm going to send some different things down the line to you.
All right. Hello? Hello?
I think we got it.
No, you didn't. Dale, you didn't get it. What's wrong with the phones?
Huh?
What's wrong?
I'll be a son of a bitch. I got to take a smoke break.
You've got to take a smoke break? You haven't told me what's wrong with the phones.
Well,
are you smoking on the pole?
Oh, yeah. I've been at this forever.
Okay.
You know what?
What's that?
Most, when you're in this line of work,
yeah,
you never forget to sharpen your spikes, boy. I'll tell you that.
All right. I can't.
You got to be confident when you're up here 30 foot.
Okay. I got to go now. Dale, is there anything I can do on this end?
Oh, well, let me see. There might be one other thing.
What's that?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, let me try here. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you. Anything for Mr. Phone?
I got a man down. Well, not a man. A very special boy.
Chloe, I need the schematics now.
What? Who is this?
I'm Jack Bauer. Who the hell are you?
I'm at a duty.
Chloe, find out all you can about I'm at a duty. Does anyone there know I made a duty?
I made a duty. Wealthy Saudi financier disappeared into Afghanistan in the late 90s.
Nope, that didn't do the trick.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.